Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us somebody who has not been here in quite a while, yet she's so close and yet so far away. It's called Family Promise, and they're located one block away from Broadcast House. And here's Leslie Starnes. You haven't come up to say hello, brought us any coffee, no donuts, no nothing. What is the deal? Don't love us anymore?
No, I'm so sorry about that. We've actually been out of our office for a while since our office had to be restored from the hailstorm last April.
Oh, we all know
and
about
so
that.
So we got kicked out of the building at the end of July while the work was being done, and we just got back in the building in the end of December.
My gosh, so. how much damage did you have?
Oh, wow. It was a lot. We had to replace the whole roof, right. But from the hailstorm till they started working on the roof in June, we had buckets of water coming in every day. So we had to replace all the flooring in the building. All of the walls had to come down and be replaced, all the sheetrock. We have a brand new kitchen in there because of the storm, brand new bathroom. So, yeah, it did quite a job on our building.
So I guess the good news is the old girl's been refit.
Yes, it looks very nice in there. Our families are enjoying it. Everything's new. So we're just trying now to get all of our stuff back into the building from storage and get it all organized and ready. But we're still serving families. We were serving families the whole time. We just weren't over physically at the family center.
All right. Well, I jumped a little bit ahead of myself. I need you to tell us a little bit about Leslie Starnes, if you would.
Sure. So I'm Leslie Starnes. I've been with Family Promise now for about 19 years. I keep forgetting to add a year to it every time we roll over into a new year.
That's right. You should never add another add to it.
That's right. So I've been there for 19 years, but as the executive director for this will be my 10th year as the executive director. So I really enjoy working there with the homeless families that we serve and just trying to help our community with these families that need to get back on their feet.
So Family Promise has been around for how long?
So we are actually this year celebrating our 25th anniversary of being in York County. So we're very pleased with that, and we will be doing some events to help celebrate that this year along the way. Not right now while we're still trying to get into our building, but in months to come, you'll be hearing about some anniversary celebrations that we're going to plan.
So give me some history here. How did it come about? Did some concerned citizens do something or what?
So we are actually a part of a national program called Family Promise. Okay. We originated in Rock Hill when a group of pastors and concerned citizens worked with our national program to develop the affiliate here. And what they did was they went around and found churches in the area that were interested in partnering together to what was originally called Interfaith Hospitality Network of York County. And then along the way, our name has changed to Family Promise. But it was just a group of citizens that saw the need for a family shelter in the area that would serve the whole family, not just women and children or not just men, but to keep the whole family together when they were homeless.
Interesting. I mean, who would have known 25 years ago we'd have the situation we do today?
Yes, the need is great out there. We often call families our hidden homeless because they're the ones that you don't see out on the streets. They're the ones trying to make do by piecemealing their housing situation, by sleeping on people's couches one or two nights, or maybe a hotel here or there, but they do what we refer to as couch surfing, and they don't want people to know that they're homeless because they're afraid DSS is going to get involved and take their children.
Boy. I can't imagine. You get one blow, and then there comes another one.
That's right. And, you know, most of our families are just like our families. They've just had some situation happen where they weren't able to afford their rent. Some of them, a lot of them lately, what we're seeing is a lot of landlords are selling their rental properties. And that, you know, people have been in those homes maybe 5-6 years, and now they're becoming homeless because they're getting 1 or 2 months notice that a landlord's selling a property or the rent's going up. They may have lost their job. A lot of them during COVID would have to cut back on their hours because they had to watch children when they couldn't go to school. And so there's just a lot of different circumstances that have led to their homelessness. And so it's our goal to help them become self-sufficient and independent again and get back into their own housing.
Good for you. So have you always been at the location you are right now?
We have not. The family center was at two different locations before we got the old Social Security building right there on Confederate and Main Street. So we used to be over where, and I'm dating myself because don't know the name of it. It was over where the old St. Anne's School was.
Okay.
If you're familiar with that, there was a little house right beside it, and they used to have the family center out of there.
Okay.
And the one before that, I'm not really sure. That predated me, so I'm not sure where that one was at. But I do know there were two locations, and then we acquired the old Social Security building when they moved over to Tech Park, right. And we've been there ever since.
So that building, which I go by every day, mm-hmm. I haven't paid enough attention to. How big is it?
Oh, it's about 4,000 square feet. Okay. It's a little deceiving from the outside. It doesn't look like it's that large, and people come by and they're like, wow, it really is big in here. But it serves as our offices and our family center during the day where our families can be at looking for employment. Children can have a place to be if they're not at daycare or at school, both during the week and on weekends. And it kind of just serves as the home base for our families. And so we like to say it has everything but the bedrooms in it. And so we work with our local churches to offer the sleeping arrangements at night for our main program, which we do still call Interfaith Hospitality Network.
Okay, so you're just it's just a daytime facility. There's nobody sleeping there at night?
Correct. Not at our family center. So for their sleeping arrangements, we have partnerships right now with 7 different host churches here in the Rock Hill and York County area. And those churches, the families go to them at 6 o'clock at night. And there's volunteers there at the churches that provide the evening meal. And then the churches take their Sunday school classrooms and turn them into bedrooms for the week for the families. And so that's how we're able to help an entire family unit, including dads and teenage boys, because they each family has one room there at the church that they're able to stay in.
So at any one time, you're dealing with how many families?
So we can help in that rotational program. We can help 4 families at a time or up to 14 people in that program.
So you say that program. There are other programs?
Yes. We also have a program. We own a duplex over on Amelia Avenue, and that program we started back in 2011. It was in partnership with the Rock Hill Housing Development Corporation, and they gifted us, or the City of Rock Hill gifted us, a duplex home that they had that used to be used as a police substation. And so it got outfitted back into 2 units. Each unit has 2 bedrooms, a bath, a kitchen, and a living room. And we're able to help just married couples out of that. So the city saw a need, because normally when couples became homeless, if they didn't have children and weren't able to come into our shelter, they were getting separated. The man might have to go to the men's shelter, the woman would go to the women's shelter, and then once they would find housing, they'd be able to reunite. And We saw that need at a United Way event back in 2010, which sparked the conversation that this area really needed some type of a shelter where those family units could stay together. And so they gifted us this duplex. We're able to put two married couples in there, or a family that might have extreme medical needs where we can't keep them at the churches because they may not be able to sleep or go up and down the stairs there at the church.
So how do you ensure that this doesn't become a permanent lifestyle for those who are you're helping?
That is a great question. So we have all of our families. They do an assessment when they come into the program or when we're looking at them coming into the program, and we find out what their needs are. And then we have a case manager that they work very closely with while they're in our shelter. They have to do a formal meeting with her at least once a week where they go over their objectives for the week, their goals. And so we make sure that they stay motivated. And so our three main goals for the family are find work, save up your money, and find your own housing. And so she first starts with them with job searching if they don't have a job, and she will give them leads to jobs. We work with our volunteers who oftentimes own businesses and have employment opportunities, and so she will make sure that they get full-time employment. And then we do budgets with them. And so they are required to be saving all their money other than what they need to keep their current bills current. Like if they have a car, they have a car payment or insurance.
So you're monitoring that?
Yes, we monitor weekly to make sure they keep it in their own bank accounts, or if they want us to hold it, we have a safe we can put it in. But we do monitor that weekly to make sure that the money is there and that it is being saved. Because nowadays, I mean, there's just not that many programs that are out there that are going to be able to help you with deposits and first month's rent. I mean, just be realistic. And that takes quite a bit of chunk of money to get into a place. So we do monitor that weekly and make sure that they are doing what they're supposed to do. And if there's any barriers, that we're helping them overcome those barriers.
So it's a question of how their length of stay is determined by how well they're responding to the program and banking money.
Correct. So we evaluate their stay with us every 30 days to make sure that they're staying on track. That's not to say if they haven't gotten work in 30 days, we're going to ask them to leave. But we're making sure that they're staying on track and that they're staying motivated. We definitely don't want this to turn into a permanent situation or a long-term situation, because we do believe that every child deserves to have their own home. And we want them to move as quickly as possible. But you know, our normal stay, we like it to be 90 to 120 days. Okay. If on day 90 they haven't found housing or they need more time, we evaluate it at that time. And as long as they're staying motivated and they are making progress, we're willing to continue to work with them until they find that housing opportunity. We're finding that rental rates have increased over the years.
Crazy.
And it has made it a little bit harder for that 90 days to be realistic, especially for our larger families. And this past year, we did get our third program kind of started, and we actually got a Clayton home, a single wide trailer that was donated to us for transitional housing. And with that, we're able to take one family and put them into this transitional home that's in Clover, and they can stay there 6 to 9 months if they are having difficulties in finding their housing. So they don't really need our homeless shelter set up anymore. They have the job, they're saving the money, but for one reason or another, they haven't found a house for their family or an apartment. We're able to put them into this transitional program while they're continuing to look.
So you don't have any problems with filling up all these facilities, do you? You have a waiting list.
We do not. We don't call it a waiting list. We call it a callback list. We do have a lengthy callback list at times. You know, sometimes as is oftentimes the barrier with transient individuals and families, is sometimes when they're on our callback list, we have trouble getting back in contact with them. So we often do have a period of time in between when somebody leaves and we're getting another family to fill that spot. There may be some, you know, breaks in our shelter where there may not be but maybe one or two families there, but we work to get those openings filled as quickly as possible, because we do, as a family shelter, we do run criminal background screens on people coming into our program, and that's for the safety of the kids, because we have to make sure that people that are entering into our program don't have violent crimes on their records, and that they also don't have any type of sexual crimes on their records. So we're not looking for reasons to exclude them from the program. I mean, I don't care if they have a drug charge that's 10 years old, but if they, you know, have a history of, you know, abusive behavior or aggravated assault against other individuals, or if they've been charged with a sexual crime, I wouldn't want those individuals being around my children. So
I got you.
Yeah, we don't want to bring them into the shelter either. Plus, we work a lot with volunteers, and we want to make sure our volunteers are safe, because at the churches at night, it is volunteers that are spending the night there with the families for that evening shelter.
So you say you have seven churches that are in your cycle?
Currently we do. We have an eighth church, but they are currently on hiatus from doing it due to some construction there. But we are always looking for new churches. So if anyone listening belongs to a church that they feel like might want to partner with us to offer a week's worth of shelter to families inside their church, it's real easy to do. We are part of the mission program of all the churches that we partner with. And so we'd love to have new churches on board. Our goal is to have 12. So we do need some more churches to join our calls. But, you know, it is a commitment for the church. So we'd like them to just contact us at the offices, and we'd be happy to come and talk with them about how they can join us and help and make families not on the streets.
Do you want to rattle off the names of those churches that are helping you out?
Oh, goodness. I hope I don't miss any.
Go ahead.
So we have Oakland Baptist Church. We have the Dream Center, Unity Presbyterian, which is in Fort Mill, Mount Holly United Methodist, First Presbyterian, Grace Lutheran.
You're doing good. You're doing good. I knew she'd forget a couple of them.
I'm forgetting one, and I feel so bad because they're all so important, and I should have brought my list with me.
I knew I'd put you on the spot. We're going to take our mid-program break, and you can think about that as we remind everybody that you're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Yeah. Now, what we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, is we prepare fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in these white letters, and we're all going to chant it out together. If we can just get him to swallow what he's got in his mouth, we'll be all set to go. Are you ready? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. All right. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Leslie Starnes is with us. She's the Executive Director of Family Promise. Very interesting story as they celebrate their 25th anniversary this year.
Yes.
Amazing what you're doing with all these families. Now, you've got, once you bring families into your system and you've done your vetting process, you've got places for them to stay at the churches. We forgot a couple of the churches that are helping you out, but you remembered who they were.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It was Covenant Presbyterian Church, so I apologize to anybody that goes to that church. It's okay. A wonderful host church, and I can't believe I forgot the name.
Well, we got 6 out of 7. Now we have 7
That's
out of 7.
Right.
That's good. So you have, during the day, when the families leave the church, the host church for the week, they come back to Family Promise. Is that right?
They do. They come back to our family center on Main Street.
And so you got four or five families coming back at one time?
Four families come back there.
Four families come back. And so what happens during the day?
So that is when the parents are able to work with the case management staff on finding employment. They're required to be filling out job applications, going on interviews. If there's job fairs in the area, they need to do that. She also works with them to make sure that they're getting any benefits that they might need. Like if the children and the parents don't have Medicaid, she'll help them with those applications. One of the very first things we do is help make sure that the kids are in public school and that the younger children are in daycare programs. So we will help them with filling out the ABC voucher application if that's needed to get the kids into daycare. And then we work very closely with the school district workers to make sure that the kids that are in public school are able to continue going to the schools that they need to go to, or if there's transportation needs, that those are taken care of with the school district as well. So they're very busy during the day. They're not just sitting around. We're making sure that they're meeting their goals. They've got laundry facilities there, a full kitchen. So they're, you know, making sure they're feeding their children their breakfast and their lunch and getting their laundry done, their showers there. So
you got all that
really
stuff. You got everything there.
We do. Everything there at the bedrooms.
I got it. So you must work because, I mean, this homeless thing has gotten to be, I don't want to overstate this, but it's not epidemic yet, but it's significant. And it's everywhere in the country. Mm-hmm. We see it here in Rock Hill. You can talk with your brethren at Bethel, at Family Promise, at Pathways. Those three come to mind. Mm-hmm. They'll all tell you the same story. I mean, they have more need than they have facilities to handle everybody.
Yes, it is really, our calls increase, it seems like, every day. Most of the time we are getting between 5 to 10 calls a day from new individuals and families that are contacting us that we try to, if we're not able to help them, refer them to someone else that can. I know y'all have talked before with CACH.
Oh, yeah.
And Cash. So we make sure, since they have that rapid rehousing program now, that anybody that contacts us and we're not able to immediately help, we make sure that the assessments are done for that program to get them on that list so that if that's an option for them, that they're able to get that as well. At any given time, though, our callback list for our two programs, both the Fresh Start program that's for married couples and our family program, it can be anywhere from 100 to 150 families or married couples at any given time that are on that list.
100 to 150?
Yes.
And you're dealing with four.
Dealing with four at a time.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, we just don't have the capacity to do more than that. We would love to be able to do more. But, of course, that would take more funding, more churches, more staff to be able to do that. So we like to call ourselves small but mighty, and we try to help the ones we can, and the ones we can't, we try to connect them to other resources.
So when it comes to funding, how do you get your funding?
So we do a lot of fundraising. We have several events that are coming up in the coming weeks, as well as we do get one federal grant and then a lot of different foundations and other organizations in the area support us and the work that we do.
Okay, tell me about your fundraising things before we run out of time.
Sure. So this weekend, if you are aware, Epiphany does a yearly chocolate festival over at Epiphany Church over near Northwestern High School. And this year they chose Family Promise and Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen to be the benefactor of a percentage of the proceeds from that event. And that is this Saturday, the 8th, from 11 to 3 over at Epiphany on Main Street near Northwestern. So that's the first fundraiser we have coming up, which we're not doing it, but we're benefiting from it. So please come out and enjoy the chocolate festival. The next one is on Valentine's Day. On February the 14th, we are hosting our first music bingo night at Slow Play Brewing by DJ Stu. And so we tickets can be bought on our website. It is $20 per person for four rounds of bingo. We're going to have prizes, a photo booth, and information about Family Promise. And so we'd love to have everybody come out, bring your sweetheart, spend Valentine's night with us. That's from 7 to 9 over at Slow Play. I don't know what food truck is going to be there that night yet, but I have been assured there'll be a food truck. If you want to have dinner and then stay and play bingo with us, music bingo. And then,
how does music bingo work?
I'm going to learn next Friday night.
I think I'm going to bring Ashley. We'll just go play together. She knows all the music.
Here it is very interactive and that it's a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
What else? You got anything else coming up?
We do. We have our annual gala is coming up, and that is on March the 28th. It's going to be over at the Rock Hill Country Club, and we do that gala each year where we have three one-act plays that are written by local playwrights and acted by local actors and actresses. We tell you a little bit of information about Family Promise. We do a silent auction, and it's just a fun night. That is by invitation only, so if anybody would like an invitation, please give us a call.
Give us your web address real quick.
It is familypromiseyc.org.
Okay. Thank you, Leslie. Thanks for all the wonderful work you're doing at Family Promise.
Thank you.
And if you need to know where they are, they're right there at Confederate Avenue and Main Street. Okay. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time, we're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The dock has arrived, Buster's in place, and we're set to go. We do. Fresh subs and salads. Oh, he came out. Okay. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. How the groundhog is reappeared. How do we do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.